This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump says he has designated a team to meet over the weekend with lawmakers to resolve a standoff over his demand for a border wall that has led to a partial government shutdown. Speaking at the White House Friday after a lengthy meeting with congressional Democrats, Trump said he is willing to keep parts of the government closed for years if he has to get the money he wants.
I don't think it will, but I am prepared, and I think I can speak for Republicans in the House and Republicans in the Senate. They feel very strongly about having a safe country, having a border that makes sense without borders. I've said it many times, we don't have a country.
Earlier, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she asked the president to reopen the government because the partial shutdown is hurting Americans.
We recognize on the Democratic side that we really cannot resolve this until we open up government, and we made that very clear to the president.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said that negotiations are difficult as long as part of the government is shut down.
We'll continue discussing, of course, but it's very hard to see how progress will be made unless they open up the government.
Trump is demanding more than $5.5 billion for a border wall with Mexico, something congressional Democrats have said he will not get. Meanwhile, more than 800,000 federal workers remain furloughed or are working without pay. Some good news on the jobs front Friday. U.S. employers added 312,000 jobs in December, more than many analysts expected, and an encouraging display of strength for an economy in the midst of a trade war, slowing global growth, and a partial government shutdown. The unemployment rate rose to 3.9%, but hourly wages improved. This is VOA News. Western officials are calling for